Welcome to our post-match show as the Crookston Pirates are able to get the victory in the play-in game as they win 1-0 over East Grand Forks. And we are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Boykin. Coach, it was a tight one. We thought it would be a tight one coming into this match. Overall thoughts on getting this 1-0 victory at home?
Well, it was exactly the way we thought. It would be a tight game, just very similar to what we did at down at their place. And it was just a tight game, and we got lucky. We got a lucky bounce and a good pass, and Brandon was able to put it in the net.
That's what happens sometimes in these playoff matches. All you need is that one bounce to go in. And how about Blake Melcher, your keeper? He had a heck of a game.
Yeah, we felt like he did a really good job. And I thought our three guys back in defense also were pretty solid back there and helped Blake out quite a bit. But Blake's been rock solid all year, and so was our defense. So, yeah, I was very happy for those guys.
You get to enjoy this one, but it's going to be in a couple of days. You're going to already have to turn around and play Hillcrest. We talked about this on Saturday right before Coach's Corner, how you get a win here that can build your momentum, and sometimes you'd rather have that momentum early because you can ride that emotional wave into your next match.
Yeah, it's good for us. I mean, we really haven't played poorly this year. Even in our losses, we've played well, and a lot of our losses are one-goal games, and we feel like we can win those games. And we just, you know, like you say, it just takes one bounce or one break, and momentum is huge at this time of the year.
Let's look ahead really quickly and preview Hillcrest. What are you expecting out of Hillcrest, and what do you think you're going to bring for them?
Well, they have a very good player who's up for All-State this year. Can't think of his name. I think Ness is his last name off the top of my head. I think that's it. And he's their main goal scorer. He scores a lot, so we're really going to have to do a nice job on him. And, you know, when they were here, we had a 1-0 lead with they ended up scoring, like, I think 1 second before the half, so it was 1-1 going in the second half. And they got a couple goals, and we fought back and it ended up being a 4-3 game. So, you know, we feel like we can play with those guys.
Well, Coach, enjoy this one. Congratulations, and best of luck on Thursday.
All right, thank you.
So that was Coach Boyk of Crookston. Now we're going to have Brandon Tanquist, who is going to slide in and put the headset on. And, Brandon, take us what you saw in that goal.
I was just ready for an opportunity to you know, steal a ball and get a goal, and the defender didn't really see me there and thought he had it, but I just ran right through him and just sent it in. So
you powerfully sent that one in, and that would have been a heck of a save if they would have made it. But, you know, we've just talked to your coach about it. Sometimes it just takes that lucky bounce. You get that bounce and it goes your way. And how much did it take knowing this East Side team? You've played them twice earlier. Did that help in any way coming into this match?
Yeah, we knew that their defense, we knew that they were we were faster than them, our offense is faster than their defense, so we were just looking for opportunities to just get past them and just be quicker on the offense. And I was feeling really good before this game, so I just was looking for an opportunity, and I was quick on my feet, and I just saw one there.
How does it feel to have a game-winning goal in the postseason?
Feels good. Feels good. My only other goal was against East Side, so, you know, I guess I'm just good against them.
Well, you're going to be playing Hillcrest coming up in a couple of days, and should be a very exciting match for them. Congratulations. Congratulations on scoring the lone goal in this match, and best of luck on Thursday.
Yeah, thank you.
So that is Brandon Tanquist here joining us, and now we're going to have his keeper that's going to slide in here. Let's get Blake Melcher on the mic, too. The man who pitched the shutout for the Pirates. And Blake, you had a lot of work going on back there. Not as much in the second half, but you still came up with some really clutch saves. What were you seeing out there today?
Well, first of all, I got to thank my defense. They played absolutely incredible, especially Jackson Reese and Caden Edwards. But, yeah, it was awesome. It was a good game.
Coach even talked about the back three. He said those guys were rock solid all day long, and having that back line, it's got to make your life a lot easier.
Oh, so much easier. All year they've been kicking for me, and I'm so thankful to have them on my team.
There were a couple of close calls. You had to make a couple of late saves, especially late here in the match. You kind of had to swing your arm out, and you were able to get that. What was going through your mind? What were you seeing?
Oh, I was just hoping to, you know, get a hand on it, you know, get it out of the way, but luckily, it just rolled out, so nothing I can do. Yeah,
you didn't get the goal in this time against Eastside, but you're able to get the win, and you're able to pitch out a shutout, too, against Eastside, too. You haven't been able to do that this year in the previous two matches. You get the shutout this time. Shutout's got to feel good, especially in playoff time, yeah?
Oh, yeah, 100%, especially versus EGF. I wanted the shutout. So.
You wanted it, you got it, and now you're advancing to play the number one seed, Hillcrest, in the North. Should be a fun one between them. Congratulations on the shutout. Congratulations on the win. Best luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
So that was the keeper, Blake Melsha, who was able to get the we'll do a little photo op for Mom here as she is getting the picture, and now Melsha is able to go off as he pitched the shutout here. As I mentioned, it will be on Thursday. The Pirates, they're going to face Hillcrest, so it should be a good one there. We're still not entirely sure when that match will go, but it will be on Thursday for sure. That is as much as we know. So an exciting match. Brandon Tanquist with the lone goal, and that one came with just about 7.5 minutes left in the match. He was able to find the loose ball, turns and fires it into the back of the net. So that's going to do it here at outside of Crookston High School. We're going to head indoors as it's going to be Warren Alvarado Oslo and Crookston Volleyball. That one coming up in shortly. So should be a good match between those two. We're also going to have that on our live stream on the YouTube page as well. So make sure if you want to visually watch it, you can watch it there, or just keep your radio dial set right here on KROX and listen to Pirate Volleyball. Once again, 1-0 is the final score. Crookston defeats the East Grand Forks Green Wave, and by that score, they advance. They'll play Hillcrest on Thursday in the quarterfinals. For Cameron Herron, I'm Tyler Hergert, saying so long, and we will see you inside for Crookston Volleyball here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX.